Last October, in a blog post, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst made a pretty bold claim. He said, "I have cut taxes 63 times, including a 2006 property tax reduction that ranks as the largest in state history." PolitiFact Texas and editor Gardner Selby decided to check it out.
We found this mostly false, meaning there's an element of truth, but there are some critical facts overlooked.
First, the number of cuts. PolitiFact found it was 54, not 63. Dewhurst is now using that lower number in a video ad that says he helped create the state's strong economy.
President Obama and Congress ought to move down to Texas and just spend 6 months looking at what we're doing, because we're doing it right. It's cutting taxes 54 times.
The second part of Dewhurst's claim, that the 2006 property tax cut was the largest in state history, that appears to be true. PolitiFact Texas found it was a record-breaking tax cut. But Dewhurst left out the fact that lawmakers paid for that tax cut by raising other taxes. They increased the sales tax on cigarettes and tobacco products, and they levied a margins tax on businesses. As for the other 53 cuts, most of them benefited specific groups.
They gave full homestead exemptions to fully disabled veterans. There was another that provided sales tax refunds to providers of cable or internet access.
Also counted as a tax break was the addition of student backpacks to the list of school items exempted during the annual sales tax-free holiday. That's a savings of about $1.60 on a $20 backpack. So, overall, it's fair to say Dewhurst, as lieutenant governor, played a leadership role in cutting taxes. But PolitiFact found the original claim was incomplete.
There were tax hikes in this mix, and school districts have gradually raised their M&O tax rates in intervening years. So, if you thought you got a tax cut in 2006, you're probably not thinking you have it anymore.
Dewhurst still stands behind his tax cut claims. His campaign has provided a list of the cuts enacted since he became lieutenant governor. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.